It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Research from the University of Auckland has found reducing meat and dairy consumption within families could also reduce that family's greenhouse gas emissions. I spoke to one of the study's lead authors and honours student at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, Eli Kaiunis, about the research and how changing our eating habits could help us meet our climate targets.
My name is Eli Kaiunis. I am a data analyst at a company called Synergia, and I recently was completing my honours year research in health services at the University of Auckland, which led to this research we'll discuss today.
So just to start us off, how much influence would you say that meat and dairy consumption have on our national greenhouse gas emissions?
According to our study, we found that just over 50% of households' food-related greenhouse gas emissions stem from the purchases of red and processed meat and dairy products.
Right. And so New Zealand is obviously a country with a large meat and dairy industry. Could a reduction in meat and dairy consumption have a large economic impact as well as the reduction in greenhouse gases?
Yeah, so obviously the export of meat and dairy is a big part of the economy here, and certainly any sort of dietary shifts would lead to impacts on that economy. Now, I think there would also be offsetting changes with regards to people purchasing more fruit and vegetable and legumes within New Zealand. But yes, certainly there would be an economic impact of people shifting their diets to eating red and processed meat and dairy products less frequently than they currently do.
Is a diet with less meat and dairy more healthy or affordable than those with more meat or dairy, would you say?
So this study wasn't a nutrition study. I'm not a nutritionist. However, I will say that the global recommendations for red meat intake are generally that people shouldn't eat more than red meat any more than three times a week for health reasons. So basically, to reduce the meat and dairy consumption would align with that global recommendation for no more than three portions of red meat a week. In terms of affordability, I mean, a lot of the foods that people could conceivably replace some of their meat and dairy with in their diet are, for example, legumes, and legumes are very affordable. I think shifting dietary consumption to incorporate more fruit and vegetable, more legumes, certainly would be affordable.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add on to your statements?
Yeah, I guess one of the main goals of the study, as we discussed, was to quantify the contributions of different major food groups to New Zealand households' greenhouse gas emissions. But one of the other key questions that we had was we wanted to see whether there were any demographic characteristics that predicted households' dietary greenhouse gas emissions. So what we found was that households with older primary shoppers, they tended to have higher emissions per capita, or emissions per person in the household, than younger households or households with younger shoppers. And larger households with more people tended to have fewer per capita emissions than smaller households. So that was kind of a key question and key finding from our study. And it just suggests just areas in which we might find opportunities in promoting more sustainable diets and reducing the emissions with people's diets. Now, one of the kind of last things I wanted to add here is that agriculture is estimated to account for about 50% of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions total. So that's a really large portion of our collective carbon footprint. So this is certainly one area. It's not the only area. Certainly, there's a lot that can be done to reduce our carbon footprint, transportation, for example, and many other areas, and energy usage and efficiencies. However, agriculture is undeniably a huge contributing factor to it. So we can't ignore this large piece of the puzzle as we are attempting to satisfy our national commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement. So New Zealand has committed to a 50% reduction from 2005 levels of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. So that's a pretty sizable commitment and shift, which we still have a long ways to go towards meeting. And agriculture is one area, not the only, again, but one large piece of the puzzle which could help in that regard in terms of us fulfilling our national commitment to this important global agreement.
That was honours student at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, Eli Klyounis, discussing how reducing meat and dairy consumption could reduce emissions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.